Good morning, Seattle. Good morning to the people of Las Vegas. Good morning to the people of New York City, Kansas City, Jefferson City, Alaska City. If there's a bombubalastic city, good morning. It is January the 16th, 2021, right around 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, if you can believe it. Good morning. Last night around 7 p.m., the communists came by. Yes, the communists marched by. It's in the notes. You can look at the video. It was only about a minute's worth. Good news. This PSYOP is learning that people do understand that all of the major hospitals and ERs in Seattle are in this area, so blocking 12th Avenue is what? Let me think of this for a second. Oh, yeah, if you actually believe hospitals are there to help you, and if you actually think there's a pandemic, these are conditionals you have to process, motherfucker. Then what I saw last night, in addition to being ridiculous, was also stupid. Of course, nobody gives a fuck if some mom or dad is taking their kid to the ER because they have an appendix that is about to explode. You see, here's an interesting question for Black Lives Matter Seattle and all the Marxist commie bullshit freaks around the country who think that blocking traffic to an emergency room is okay. Because me, I have no dog in this hunt. I call hospitals kill buildings because a lot of people get killed there. But if you do block the path to the hospital because some parents are trying to take their kids with a floaty appendix because their kid, who they love, they don't want to die, and don't think about the color's not fucking relevant. And just so you know, BLM does not stand for Black Lives Matter. It stands for Banker Lives Matter. It stands for the Central Banks Matter. It's not about color. You know what color is? You want to know what color is? Color is what you can see with your eyes. Color is related to perception. Color is related to biochemistry. The fact that we call one color black and another white is, technically speaking, let me think of this for a second, a cultural construct, motherfucker. It's just a fucking color. At least that's what I was told growing up. When I was a kid, I was led to believe that we had reached a point in our society where at least we were trying to see each other in a colorblind way. But what I now know is that was a mindfuck. It was all a mindfuck. Busing, you remember busing? You remember busing? You know, busing people around the city because of racism? Of course, this was before we were told that we were using too much, you know, resources, right? Resources. And before we go, but we can have electric buses. No, 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 stupid motherfucker. All of those rare earths, all of those metals that go into your electric fucking bus, they come from slave labor in Africa. Did you think about that before you wrote that essay for Huffington Post? Did you? When I was growing up, I was told color, you know, per se, color, the color of your skin was irrelevant. And me being an old ginger fuck and being a ginger fuck my whole life, I was never quite white enough and never, never black enough. And as an Irishman, I had all kinds of shitty things in my world, but I was never the right kind of persecuted person historically. I can tell you stories that are not ancient history, stories from my own life where people said, Dan, you're a computer programmer and you're Irish. Yeah, that's so 1890s of you. Charles Babbage ain't got nothing on you, motherfucker. Yeah, Charles Babbage ain't got nothing on you, motherfucker. When I was growing up, I was told color was a fiction. When I was growing up, I was told that racism was wrong. Racism, period, was wrong. There was no version of racism that was okay. Whether it's racism against African Americans or racism against Latina or Latino Americans, whatever the racism is, whether it's racism against Asian Americans or anyone who's Asian or whatever fucking place you come from, you might even be fucking Danish. I will admit, I hate Denmark. But what rational being doesn't? What rational person? What reasonable, intelligent fucking person doesn't hate Denmark? But even there, I say to myself, Dan, don't hate the Danish people because they're fucking, you know, Danish. No, 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 don't hate the Danish people. But yeah, when I was growing up, it's crazy. Way back in the day, thousands of years ago, I was told that we should be over this. But what I didn't realize at the time is every flavor of popular culture, every construct of the political system, everything that got squeezed out of the anus trap that we call the American University, all of that was engineered to fuck with you, to confuse you. They tell you to be racist. They tell you not to be racist. They tell you that it's going to take 800 years for that plastic bottle to break down. That's pretty bad. And then 30 years later, they tell you microplastics are everywhere, even in human placentas. That's pretty fucking bad too. But here's the question. If these fucking microplastics are everywhere, then how long does it take for that fucking plastic bottle to break down again? Did you say 700 fucking years? Because, folks, the amount of microplastics they're finding, I don't think it's 700 years. So who's lying? Or maybe calling it a lie is bullshit too. When I was a kid, I saw Iron Eyes Cody rowing his fucking canoe down a river, seeing a 7-Up can in the water and crying. You remember that? The tears of Iron Eyes Cody? And then, you know, I go for a walk the other day, and I see motherfuckers wearing these disposable fucking masks, throwing them into the fucking street and not giving a shit. Who's lying? Who's telling the truth? Or maybe that's irrelevant. Yesterday's racist is tomorrow's hero. You remember Senator Byrd, B-Y-R-D? He was a Democrat. He was a liberal. He was also a Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. Who's lying, folks? That's right, when I was a kid, they would show these commercials, right? Of an old Native American named Iron Eyes Cody rowing his canoe down some river or through some swamp. And he comes across garbage in the water and he's crying. And then, you know, fast forward to the year 2021 and liberal commie motherfuckers are driving their SUVs 3x3, slow motion, blocking traffic, throwing junk and garbage everywhere. Flash forward to 2021, there used to be a homeless shelter next door. Now it's going to be a Mayor Durkin-friendly up-the-butt real estate pyramid scheme project right across the way from the prison for children. The prison for children that Black Lives Matters actually enabled, sped up, actually increased the production level. Their protests last summer took them from slow motion union fat fuck to super faster or maybe just more fat fucks because we're in a commie hellhole. But the net effect of their actions was actually to make things worse, right? Who's lying? Who's telling the truth? Or does it matter? You see, I believe the truth does matter. But what I don't get is how fucking stupid people are. Remember Iron Eyes Cody. Remember the garbage. And keep this in mind. Iron Eyes Cody, the Native American quote-unquote from that famous commercial, yeah, no more Native American than Elizabeth Warren. That's right, last night, around 7 p.m., in the darkness, a bunch of folks went screaming down the street, chanting and screaming, all kinds of Marxist commie bullshit. And it had nothing to do with African Americans, it had nothing to do with justice, it certainly had zero to do with human liberty or dignity, which means the basic message was, stay home, slave, stay home. accept your pot of gruel, slave. Listen to your message of bullshit. And if you're going to tell me, well, Dan, isn't it Martin Luther King weekend? You know, I don't really know. I can't tell you if Martin Luther King would be okay with this proto-fascist bullshit. But I'm pretty certain he would recommend that you don't block the fucking roads to the emergency room. Right? Don't you think he'd at least say you don't block a major artery that is right in the middle of, literally bisects, every fucking major hospital in Seattle? And then good old Martin Luther King, being a very intelligent man, would have asked the second kind of question, what the fuck kind of pandemic is this? Who's lying? Who is telling the truth? This is a fair question. If they tell you that there's microplastics in human placentas and the human heart and everywhere, if they tell you there are inches and inches of microplastics in the Arctic and Antarctic, where the fuck do you think they came from? If they tell you it takes 800 babillion years for that plastic to break down, where the fuck did the microplastics come from? If they didn't come from the ancient shit that never breaks down, that's buried deeply for the most part in a fucking landfill, then you should ask some rational fucking questions about where the fuck those engineered microplastics came from. They didn't come from, probably, the plastics that they told you would never break down in hundreds of years. Or maybe they were lying back then, right? Who's telling the truth? Who's lying? This is a fair question. But if you live in the strange, strange, weird world of ours, this reverso reality, this funhouse of completely sideways, upside down perspectives, how would it even fucking matter? I have friends right now, like my friend Jim, and if you're interested in working on projects related to human freedom, dignity, and finding yourself a piece of property where you might be able to live and not be fucked with, I would recommend contacting my friend Jim, jim@resilientways.net. I will include his contact information if I remember it in the notes, but you can also go to the website freedomlanddao.com. That is the word freedom, the word land, and DAO, that's Delta Alpha Oscar.com. I will include that link too if I can fucking remember, if I'm not too fucking crazy from all this bullshit. My friend Jim, who's not a perfect man, neither am I, honestly and truly wants to help people, and he doesn't give a fuck about the color of your skin. He doesn't give a fuck about where you were born. He only cares that you live in a world where you're allowed to be who you want to be. I feel the same way. There are many people like us, not enough, but there are a lot more people like us than you can imagine. And there are many people who are like us, but are too fucking afraid to do anything, or believe that somehow, some way, this terrible storm of bullshit will simply pass them by like it's magic land. Anyways, I just think it's fair to ask those questions as you see the commies march by. My friend Jim is trying to pull together not very much money. I won't tell you how much, but it's not very much when you consider what the fuck is going on. Black Lives Matter, quote unquote, gets billions of central bank printed dollars. Billions. Billions from Bank of America, billions from Nike, billions from the central bank, because these other organizations, Nike, Bank of America, all the other fuckers giving money, you know where they get their made-up money, their bullshit? From the fucking Federal Reserve, dumbass. You know, they used to say follow the money. You remember when they used to say follow the money? You know why they don't say that any longer? Because they're actually concerned you might do that. If you follow the money of who is supporting these commies as they march down the fucking street, it's not about African Americans. It's not about people in Africa. In fact, the number of Microsoft motherfuckers in the crowd should tell you that. The number of Bill Gates zealots, the number of people who would poison half the population of Africa, kill it off with a vaccine, and then claim its human rights. The same motherfuckers with their smartphones and tablets who don't ask the question, where the fuck did the coltan for this come from? Oh, Dan, what's coltan? I'm just a software engineer with 17 genders at Microsoft. But at least I have the degenderized foyer now. Foyer. Which is as much a lie as I am, they would say. They look at their smart devices. They look at their tablets. They pretend they're enlightened. Do they realize the little children who are digging through the coal with machine guns pointed to their fucking heads? Do they fucking care? Who's lying? Who's telling the fucking truth? Anyways, we should change topics, right? I was afraid to gas up my truck. I'd been on the road for so long. You have to be careful these days when you're wandering these roads. And just for your information, this is a memory from the year 2032. This is a memory from the year 2032, and the title of the memory is Biodiesel. You walk the hiking trails, you walk down the abandoned railroad ways. Fuck, that didn't come out too good, did it? You walk these abandoned places where they've torn everything apart. The termites of civilization, the ones that ravaged Rome in the 6th century, removing every stone, pulling apart every statue, pulling down the castle. Yeah, I was afraid to gas up my truck. You drive up I-5 now, there's nothing but flumbit freaks. You drive up past Everett, you see the ancient mold. You gotta be careful. The road tramps control most of the Chevron stations and the other stations, the AM-PMs, where currently you can still get your meat paste. But Chevron only sells canned meat paste. And some people might say, well, Dan, in the year 2032, isn't that really dog food? Well, it's really human food. Because humans allowed themselves to be treated like dogs. Because they never had the fucking common sense to ask the question, if the lions and the tigers and the bears and the monkeys and the eagles and the Coke cans and the fucking pumpkins are all getting the COVID, why not the dogs? But don't worry about that, it's 2032. And all your bullshit has come to its ultimate end. All your crapola, but I'm on the road in an old busted up pickup, a 1970 Chevy. It uses diesel, but I can sell alcohol and gasoline. I can sell whatever they got because that's how I survive now. I fill up the back of my truck with Blunkus Beast and Cromulac. I fill up the back of my truck with knives and swords and bats. I drive through the cities and I hand this shit out and they pay me. They pay me for their pain and their rage, their thirst and their hunger that never ends. But the road tramps control most of the chevrons. Up past Bellingham all the way to the fucking border. The ramp beavers. The ramp beavers control diesel and alcohol sales among the island people. But I needed fuel for my truck so I could keep my miserable life going. I didn't expect my early 60s to be covered in tumors, all my hair gone, my teeth gone. At this point, I now have a wooden bowl within which I mash my food, but guess what? If you get a can of meat paste, you don't need to mash anything. You just take your plastic scrumble spoon and you shove it into your can of meat paste. And as you sit in the darkness, as the sun goes down, as you can see the nitrous oxide outgassing from the dying oceans, you are reminded that you are still alive and at least you have meat paste. And you know what? That alcohol that they use for fuel, you can drink that shit too if you're crazy enough. The various tramps and Grombo freaks, Gronkus lords, and Craig Leons would ride their choppers up and down the highway, what's left of it. Many of the bridges have been blown. Many of the people that can fix the bridges also get blown. You know, it's a demand job. People need bridges, people want them blown. And in order to blow the bridges or build the bridges, you've got to blow the guys that build the bridges or the women. Hey, let's not be racist or sexist. It's all around terrible in 2032. There are no colors in 2032. The skin of most humans is filled with so many tumors and so much crap and mold that clings to the body. The mold infections cling to the body if you don't have anything to eat in lieu of food. You can carve off a chunk or a chomp, carve off a haunch of mold off your face. The tramps ride their choppers, chasing tail, looking for hooker love. And LSD moderation in the gaslight realm of Sector 23. Stay out of Sector 23. The dogs and the wolves and the coyotes and the tigers have mated. They call them toodles. You think toodles are funny? Toodles are not funny. Toodles are not fucking funny. The tramps, the road tramps, the various gangs had enough ammo. They had swords and clubs. They had links of chain, bicycle chain, chainsaw chain that they would swing about. Some would even wrap their bats with chainsaw chain. Some would even stare into the darkness with bats covered in chainsaw chain, looking for a lost love that'll never show up. Yeah, they had ammo, they had bats, they had lead pipe. They had little bags of salt so they could reach into the bag and throw it into your eyes. Right before they hit you with the back of the head, they could conk you in the occipital lobe, gave you a little whackety whack. Your little chunk of fat you call yourself inside your brain case, shaking about. And as that happens, the two or three people from the side would come at you with ice picks and whatever fucking knives they have, even sporks. It's 2032. People are even using sporks to take out their revenge. Even plastic sporks. They carried sticks of dynamite in a bandolier per the biker club custom that was popular in 2032. It was popular to wear a bandolier of dynamite. And they would feign use of these explosives if they would, but sometimes they would, and only if they could. But if they did, would you? Would you remember the next day that some bastard on a bike threw a stick of dynamite at you? Would you recall the moment when all of the things you did in your life moved in front of you like a tidal wave of forgetfulness that you want to forget because you fucked it all up? Everybody was looking for fast love on a Saturday night. But I needed fuel for my truck. I needed trade goods. I needed whatever shit they would put into a jar and call it food. Whatever they would shove into a jar and say, "This is food. You can eat this. It's been pickled. It's been brined. It's been dried out. It's been boiled. It's been pasteurized. It's 50% chlorine anyways." Very little lives really in 2032 compared to previous decades, really. I needed to load up my truck with whatever I could, but I was also looking for fast love, and I was looking for fuel and vodka and beef jerky and a girl named Rhonda for the night. They told me she was a good hookup. She only charged a little bit, just a little bit, for whatever love she had left. Sometimes she would take a chunk of mold off your face in payment. I love Rhonda. Rhonda and her translucent skin, her brown eyes, her strange features. A lot of people had translucent skin by that time. Maybe it was the chemicals, the vaccines, but it seemed like the white skin had become translucent. So you could see the insides. You could see the veins and the organs. You could see the parasites. You could see the disease. You could see the cancer. You could see the lies. All the lies. All the centuries of bullshit that finally was piled so high it could drown the human race. Or rather, bury it. Because really, mixed metaphors, you fuck. But the thing is, I needed fuel. I've been on the road for several days. I've been out on the road for 9 days looking for Cocaine Freddy. I was looking for Cocaine Freddy. And his Gumpus gang of bareheaded, bald-ass freaks and crypto nerds. Cocaine Freddy had the fuel. He used to hang out near the river, not far from where they dumped the bodies. He got tired of the hydrogen sulfide smell, got tired of the dead animals in the water, the raccoons with green glowing eyes. He would talk to his woman, Deborah, his hooker woman, about leaving. And she'd say, "Where are we gonna go?" "We go north." "North where?" "Where there's still juices, where life is not yet dead." "We go north, baby. North to the land of milk and honey." "We go north. We go north, baby. We go north to the places where we can still be funny." Deborah would look at him with a crooked smirk. She'd nod her head and whisper curses to the gods, and he'd grab his flask and drink two swigs of white lightning and get back to hunting, looking for the spice that gives life its proper bowel movement. I needed Cocaine Freddy. That's not just a euphemism. I needed Cocaine Freddy. I even have told them that. That's a useful nickname, Cocaine Freddy. Because his name is also a question. Cocaine? Freddy? I don't know where Freddy went, but I needed him. My truck needed diesel. And he had his connections. One time I went to see him at one of his facilities in Bellevue, what used to be Bellevue. now is known as Sector 3 of Frongo Freaks, cocaine heads, old murder whores, executives from Microsoft who wander the campus and other places covered in their own fecal matter. In fact, Redmond, at this point in time in 2032, is just a bunch of freaks covered in fecal matter shoving potatoes up each other's butts. Well, they don't have potatoes. They shove rocks up each other's butts, but they pretend they're potatoes. By 2028, there are no potatoes. I went to see one of his facilities in Bellevue once, and I said, "Freddie, what the fuck is that?" And Freddie said, "Well, that's my vat. That's my large containment pool." And I said, "Freddie, you know, a long time ago when I was a young man, I saw a film called Soylent Green. And I could have sworn I saw E.J. Robertson, whatever. I could have sworn I saw, you know, Charlton Heston's quote-unquote book being tossed into the vat, into that giant pool. Is that what I'm looking at, Freddie?" He said, No. No, 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 no. No, what you saw was very kind. Old people going to a facility, put into a room like they're fucking Socrates, handed their fucking glass of poison. Here's some fucking Beethoven to listen to. Maybe it's Symphony No. 6. Maybe it's something from Rachmaninoff. It's definitely not this. This is what you hear at Freddy's. Yeah, you don't get Rachmaninoff at Freddy's. You get Dr. Freckles. In the vat were bits and pieces of what you could see are people. Maybe little bits of skin with tattoos on them. You couldn't really see any color, though. No color in the vat. The only color in the vat was a dark, infinite gray nothing. Want to see where Cocaine Freddy and Deborah and his roadside shabby folk would harvest the greases of the world? The corn syrup? The MSG bodies and carcasses of lost lovers, the sweetened and spiced, the folks who would walk around pretending that their bullshit would last more than 5 seconds, but they ended up in the vat. They ended up in the digestive pool so people could have biodiesel. It was Edward G. Robinson, right? Edward G. Robinson, the book for Charlton Heston's character in the movie Soylent Green. He decides that life is too pointless, so he takes the Socrates walk to the hospital. Excuse me, the Kill Center. Excuse me. Yes, I had it right the first time, the hospital. People go missing. During the storms of the mid-2020s, during the chaos, after the second and third nuclear war. After all the governments got done taxing and screwing their people nearly to death, the governments themselves, like a tumor on a body that's now dead, those things went away too. People go missing. People disappeared, but people still need to drive their fucking trucks, right? They still need to go down the fucking road. Gotta get back to work. Gotta flatten the curve. How are we gonna flatten the curve? By 2032, it was 13 years of flattening the curve, and they really did it. They flattened the whole fucking thing. The whole thing was flat by 2032. If you could, you might find about 10 million people left alive in North America. Who knows how many left alive anywhere else? The lamprey rats, the whale snakes, the monsters that we gave birth to, not nice and cute like Godzilla, unless, of course, you think that their children in the water, as you drink it, become the parasites in your body and tear you apart. If you think that's Godzilla, then okay. But then why don't you just chop off another chomp or ronch or chonch or haunch of that mole growing on your butt and put it on the fucking pan and sizzle it away? And smell that. That's your bacon. But I just needed fuel for my fucking truck. I didn't ask too many questions. Why would I? Why would anyone? Why would you ask any questions? Where's the truth in it? You go to imagine you're having Italian food in the year 2013. You're sitting across the table from a reasonably attractive, middle-aged, intelligent woman from Seattle that runs her own real estate business. And you explain to her that all the fucking money that Ben Bernanke printed, all that fucking money that was enabling the crooked real estate scams to keep going, that money was basically pricing people out of the ability to buy food. This wasn't from some conservative think tank. This was from something called the World Food Program. They'd done a study, and they figured out that between 2009 and 2010, all that bullshit money that Ben Bernanke printed, that money basically made it impossible for billions of people to survive. It probably triggered what we call the Arab Spring. I explained this to the real estate person sitting across the table, and then she said, "But Dan, I'm a Buddhist." I'm a Buddhist and I don't know those people. Who's lying? Who's telling the truth? It is a fair question. As the commies march up and down the street during a pandemic, as the microplastics build up in your placenta from the plastic bottles that won't break down for 700 years, ask a rational fucking question to that Sicilian Native American named Iron Eyes Cody, as he stares at the fucking throwaway mask in the Puget Sound that's now gagging what's left of life there? Who the fuck is lying? Who's telling the truth? You don't have to believe me, but at least use your own fucking brain, right? But it's not me. It's me from 2032, and I'm telling you what I'm going to tell you right now. Because you folks are too fucking stupid, a lot of you, 2032, my version, is way more likely than the Great Reset or any type of other Bitcoin bullshit you think is coming. So sorry. So sorry that your shit doesn't work. But I needed fuel for my truck. I needed trade goods. After years of hustling and wandering, I was ready to meet her, not Rhonda. Rhonda was warm up. Rhonda was getting ready. I wanted to meet Queen Wendy. Queen Wendy, who ran the last Wendy's in Washington State. Queen Wendy, who ruled over the witch tribes and the broken lands of Cedar Woolley, Washington. Queen Wendy, who still had, for some bizarre reason, a really crispy chicken sandwich. The problem is, it cost a lot of money, like resource-wise. In order to buy one of her crispy chicken sandwiches, you needed to give her about 500 gallons of biodiesel. That's a lot of people falling into the vat. She was the last of her kind. A true woman, really nice boobs, nice butt, sparkling disposition. And she wore two 357 Magnum strapped to her athletic hips. Her blonde hair was yellow in the sun. She needed a man, I needed a woman. Oh, sure, other men courted her. Men with less mold on their bodies. Men who had healthier, less tumorous approaches. Men who still had hair and whose eyes were not jaundiced yellow. But I knew that she loved me for some fucking reason. Or maybe it was the parasite in my brain. I needed the crack, I needed the cocaine, I needed meth, and I needed hope. I needed to touch her and to win her, Queen Wendy, and to have her crispy chicken sandwich, and to dominate her bodice, and I would thrust my mansword into her fertile body. But she wanted diesel fuel. She wanted diesel for her witch army. She wanted diesel fuel for the people she watched over. She needed diesel fuel. She needed diesel fuel for her weapons, her tanks, her bombers. Even that one German submarine she had in Lacaner. Queen Wendy needed diesel fuel. I needed love and chicken sandwiches and crack cocaine. The human race wanted to have a sunset, but instead they got the blue-purple. And the rest of you, really, at some point in the near future, not all of you, a lot of you who listen to my podcast are probably clued in, but for those of you who don't listen, which makes this statement rather absurd, because if you don't listen, you can't hear. If you can't hear, you can't see. You can't see, you can't do. Schrodinger's existential quandary. Like the motherfucker I saw walking the other day with headphones on and a mask on, he was just missing a blindfold. Then he'd be all three monkeys. Queen Wendy needed diesel. I needed love and cocaine. But will you do yourself a favor this Saturday, January the what? The 16th, if you can believe it. Did I say 15th early? I hope I said 16th, right? Do yourself a favor on this January the 16th, 2021. It's not 2032. That's still what? 11 years away, right? Do yourself a favor and ask one simple fucking question today. Just once if you want to. Don't think too hard. Don't worry yourself too much. Afterwards, you can go back to focusing on bullshit on Facebook. But ask one fucking question. Who the fuck is lying? And then after you're done asking that question, ask another. Who the fuck is telling the truth?